Okay, so let's go. So the learning today should be as chosi as well as chos for a ilu neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef and Rechaim Menachem Ben Zion. Should be as chos for fuah shleima for Chaim Deib Ben Menorachol Chanalei Bashein Derachol Nabadati Ben Peril, as well as chos for all those in the makom. So come to Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we come to the end of Volume One. We have to do something this Shabbos, maybe a little extra, even though there's an ofruf. Maybe the week after the ofruf, we'll do something to wreck. To commemorate the completion of the first volume here, and at the same time, because anyway, we're finishing a Navi, we're finishing Sefer Melachim, so we'll have to do something. Okay, but he says here the topic of Hashva, which I thought was very good, because it's a topic that talks about knowing your time and knowing the time and place. He says, Amru Chazal, Azalt la'asra, when you go to a city, Ezel b'ni Musa, follow in its ways, which means, Achenami Enshe. And like people say, Lamakam Shatelech, to the place where you go, Kamashatira, whatever you see, Kaintasa, that's what you should do. In other words, well, what we say when in Rome, do what the Romans do. Like you're supposed to follow the Minagamakam, you're not supposed to deviate from where you are. Amru Chazal, Yeshana Adam Machlaikis, that you shouldn't deviate from the local custom because of the Machlaikis. Yada and anyone who does deviate, he has the lower hand in terms of an argument. Amru Chazal, that you should look at the people around you and use that as a indication of what type of mood, what type of role you should be playing. Lo yismach ben abaychem, if you're in a place where people are crying, don't sit there laughing. Lo yivke ben asmeichem, and if you're in a place where they're rejoicing, don't sit there crying. Right? Don't sit at a wedding and start crying, not out of happiness, but out of sadness. And don't go to a shiva house and start making jokes. You have to know where you are. If you're sitting by the Rav Shir and the Rav's giving a serious drasha, it's not the time to make jokes and cause people to crack up. Lo yeshe beno oimdim, don't sit when people are standing. Lo yamad ben hayoshevim, don't stand when people are sitting. Klal shel davar, this is the rule. Kol asher oisim, shamhu yiyeh oisim. Everything they do, that's what you should do. Ileka nidnud iser, again, as long as there's no iser involved. It's common to find people who don't have basic understanding, who don't have knowledge of Torah nor Derech Eretz. When they go to visit a sick person, that the members of the household are in distress. So you go to visit a sick person, the family members are all upset about it. And you carry on and you make jokes. And you try not for the purpose of cheering up the chayla, but you make jokes just for the sake of making jokes over the situation, and you cause even more pain to the people, the family. He says, "V'chein also, when people go to the cemetery for a funeral, asher that the relatives of the deceased are grieving and they're suffering pain. And the people there who are helping out with the burial are busy eating, drinking, and carrying on. There's a lack of empathy. There's a lack of sensitivity that's missing. And sometimes it happens in a small city. That these people on one side are crying over their suffering. And on the other side, they're parting. And those who don't have proper spirit will not understand that the people who are acting this way are like thorns in their side, or like thorns, I'm sorry, thorn in the eyes, thorns in their sides, of those who are suffering. Right? When you see, when a person is in pain and you see other people are living it up, are having a good time, it hurts even more because it makes you feel even more alone. It makes you feel even more depressed. And you're increasing the sadness and the pain. And they are going to gnash their teeth in anguish as a result. He says there's a pearl of wisdom found in people's mouths. It's proper that whoever has pain, you should cry. Someone who's good. Who good things are happening, she is machi, she rejoices. But this lack of empathy for a person's, for a fellow yid, is not fitting for us. Because we're like brothers, we're like one body. Who can Margish, just like when a person is in foot pain, the whole body aches. That's our obligation. That we have to feel the tsar and the suffering of other people in Klal Yisrael, even if things are going well for us. We have to be sensitive to that. And here's another, and this is a very hard one. We have to be happy for other people, which is something that's very difficult to do. When we hear that someone else has good news, let's say we hear someone else has a shit made a shidduch, and we are trying to make shidduchim, very hard for us to be happy for the other person. Naturally, we start to wonder, what about our own situation? If you hear someone that wins the lottery, you wonder, why can't I win the lottery? You hear someone that bought a new house, you wonder, why can't I buy a new house? So there's things that go on in our minds. It's very hard to be happy for other people. Even if a person's heart is not feeling the pain, so you're not really feeling what that person is experiencing. So still, put on a sad face, put on a face of concern. Outwardly, it's at least a partial nechama to the person who's sitting there in suffering, that at least he's not alone. He sees that you care enough, that you're trying, even if you're not fully in the moment with him, but you're trying, you're making an effort. When he sees him, that other people are pained by his suffering. That when you're at a wedding, don't sit there telling people your problems. Don't try to bring down the mood. That's not the place for it. In a place of simcha, during a time of joy, don't act this way. You should try to conceal it. So if you are going and the Baal Simcha says, "How's it going?" Don't start telling him your problems. He's the Baal Simcha. It's a time for rejoicing. And that's also an avoda. Being besimcha is also an avoda sometimes. Sometimes we have to make ourselves feel happy. So chastayra purim, but sometimes when we're in a base mishta, a base simcha, we have to, it's an avoda, but we have to motivate ourselves to feel good. Yismachim asmeichem, rejoice with those who are happy. Imloy belev lepanim. And again, if not outwardly, I'm sorry, if not inwardly, at least outwardly. Zeh darkam shel anashim chacham nevanim. This is the way of wise people, the way that people act.